O God, our mystery, you bring us to life, call us to freedom, and move between us with love. May we so participate in the dance of your Trinity that our lives may resonate with you now and forever. Amen. Today we have a double celebration, or maybe a triple celebration. We're celebrating the Trinity, and we are also celebrating four of our Rite 13 students a little bit later in the service. The Trinity is a doctrine about God. And although there is mention of all three, what we call persons of the Trinity in the New Testament, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the doctrine of the Trinity, and actually the word Trinity, doesn't exist in the Scriptures. It was forged out of councils of the early church, the first great ecumenical council of Nicaea, in the year 325, and that's where we get our Nicene Creed. And Christianity is the only world religion that believes that God is at the same time one and three. Now, each year, Trinity Sunday comes the Sunday after Pentecost in our liturgical calendar. So in a short space of just a couple of months, we've moved from Christ's cross and resurrection, from the celebration of Easter, to the giving of the Spirit to the church at Pentecost, and now we contemplate the mystery of God as one in three and three in one. It would probably be difficult to count the number of pages that have been written about the Trinity. Theologians throughout the ages have written treatises and books and pages trying to get a handle on this mystery. But the working of God as Creator and Christ and Holy Spirit cannot be fully explained. In the beginning, God created all that is, and the Spirit moved over the waters of creation. We get that in the book of Genesis. In the beginning, Christ, the Word, the Logos, was with God and was God in the beginning, from John's Gospel. So from the beginning, in God, there was already relationship. There was already communion. From the beginning, we have this dance of relation between God and Christ and the Holy Spirit. Now, Alan Jones, who is one of my favorite writers on the spiritual life, said one time that you can only speak of the Holy Trinity for 1 minute without lapsing into heresy. So we've already gone over that. At best, we know, really, that we can only begin to describe and understand God. At worst, our metaphors and images of God are taken literally, and they become idols in themselves, such as the idea of God as an old man with a beard who's sitting up there somewhere looking at us. As Augustine said, if you have understood, then what you have understood is not God. Perhaps a dance is the best way to understand the mystery of God in three persons. For God is, in essence, a relationship of persons constantly in motion. So what does it mean for us that we are made in the image of God, that we are made in the image of God who is at once one and three? Above all, I think it means that we are created to live in community. We are created for relationship with God and with each other. It means that we are not meant to be alone. The mystery that we call the Trinity calls us into a life of love, a life of embracing difference and diversity, of seeking to include all people. The Trinity calls each one of us to become our own unique selves, the person that God wants us to become, and while at the same time being in communion with others. It is unity without uniformity. So how do we live this out? I remember years ago in the early 80s when I was in Atlanta and entered a new parish as a layperson, and the rector there said to the group of us, small group of new people, something I have never forgotten. He said that we were welcome and that because we were now part of that community, the community would change. That he was welcoming the gifts that we brought into the community and opening up the possibility that the community would change because of us, and that that was a good thing. So one way that we can live into this triune kind of relationship is to accept and welcome people, their individual uniqueness and gifts, who come to our community, people who are very different from us. And then not expect them to change everything to be just like us. And in fact, discern whether we are being called to change as a community because of the people that come to us. We can agree to disagree on some things and still remain in relationship. We do that well in this congregation. The Trinity calls us to a radical inclusiveness. We're called to care about our community and the world around us. We are called to join the eternal divine round dance of life and love. Now, Logan, Lilia, Alexandra, and Zach, who are sitting over there with their families, in a few minutes, you will stand in front of the congregation to mark as a rite of passage, the Rite 13 ceremony, to mark the beginning of your journey to adulthood. Your parents, your siblings, your peers, the whole congregation, and I, with God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, will bless you as you begin this journey. It's an exciting and an important time for you and for us. It's never been easy to navigate the teen years. You are all either 13 or about to turn 13 in the next month or two or three. And it's always important to have the support of your family. But in the teen years, we recognize as a church that it's also especially important to have other adults in your life that you can trust, other adult mentors who can create a safe space for you with your peers, for you to grow in the way that God would have you grow. A space in which you can stretch and grow and question and try things out, and pay attention to your spiritual life. You can see God at work in the community of faith, in your family, in teachers and mentors, in your friends. You can see God in the beauty of creation as you enjoy and take care of the natural world. For most of us, the church is the only intergenerational community that we have besides our own extended families. And that makes it extra important because this mixing of the generations can offer us a unique opportunity for sharing our wisdom. Now, it's not only one-way sharing. As your leaders know, sometimes they learn more from you than you learn from them. Sometimes we learn more from you than you learn from them. And not only how to do social media and fix your gadgets in your house, but sometimes you have real wisdom to offer us, and we need to listen to that wisdom. The congregation has offered up some of its collective wisdom for you, and that's printed in the bulletin. You can take it home, and everyone can take it home. A collection of advice from many of the members of all ages and stages of life, St. Catherine's Book of Wisdom, Generation 3, this is our third Rite 13 ceremony, that will be yours to keep. So, Logan, Lilia, Alexandra, and Zach, as you begin this journey, know that we are with you. And that we can learn as much from you as you learn from us. But perhaps the most important piece of wisdom will come from the psalm that you will share with us in a few minutes. Because it tells us that God knew you before you were born. That God knows you better than you know yourself. That God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit are always with you, no matter what happens in your life, and that there is nowhere you can go where God is not. Amen.